Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
The buzz in this place is getting louder. The excitement level is getting higher as New Orleans hosts its record-tying 11th Super Bowl. I'm Dave Cohen along with Newell Norman, and we are here at the host committee booth and very honored to have Blake Groupie join us, place kicker for your New Orleans Saints.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for having me.
What's your experience? You said since the moment you walked in this door,
oh, yeah,
they've been mobbing you. I was looking over there, they had 7 TV cameras in your face.
Maybe I don't know about 7, but it was a good amount. This is awesome. Growing up from Missouri, there's not many Super Bowls that come around Sedalia, Missouri. So
where in Missouri?
Sedalia, Missouri.
Sedalia. So, yeah, I went to Mizzou. So
okay, yeah, and right between where you're at in Kansas City, but. Yeah, this is an awesome event. We got some stuff scheduled, and then also we're just hanging out. We're just bouncing around, talking, chatting. I stay around here year round, so I really enjoy being in the city. And why not capitalize on a great event like Radio Row? I mean, this place is insane.
Yeah. So go home to Sedalia or hang out in New Orleans.
Exactly. I'll stick to New Orleans.
I guess your curiosity has been piqued of what is the behind the scenes of a Super Bowl, right? Yeah. Y'all gonna get there.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Promise me.
I hope so. I promise. I promise to get my best. I promise to do that.
Hey, I mean, you look at what happened with Washington this year, and they turned it around in a hurry, and we're right back in the fight.
Yes, sir.
We know that the black and gold can do that too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But how curious have you been about that, kind of the behind the scenes?
Yeah,
it's been
neat. Thankfully, since I've been here, I've got to do some really cool stuff. I think last time we were in. I was in this convention center. It might have been, I think, Mardi Gras,
Yeah.
I got to ride in a parade with Harry Connick Jr. I mean, I FaceTimed my grandma, and she went nuts. So we've got to do some really cool things across the city, and there's always stuff going on, as you guys know. And so, this has been really cool. I was in here yesterday as well, and I would say maybe half the people. And then from what I've understood, tomorrow it might be double of what this is.
Yeah, so, that's what we're hearing.
There's going to be 6,000 credentialed media in here probably by tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be one of them, but, I'll be in a corner somewhere. I'm sure should be pretty hectic, but this is an awesome event. It really is, and they've done a good job with everything in the city, putting everything up, and they're painting the overpasses and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm sure you guys saw that. Yeah. So there's all kinds of new stuff around here, and so but this is a great week, and excited to watch the game on Sunday and see it finish off.
Did you get to see in the Superdome Notre Dame?
I did.
The Rose Bowl?
I did, yeah. Or the Sugar Bowl.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately, with everything that went on, they rescheduled the game. And so they moved it to 3 o'clock or something like that.
Right.
So I was only able to make the second half. But it was nice. Derek Carr actually gave us his suite. So that was really nice of him to do that. And so brought in some old teammates of mine, brought in from Notre Dame. And so we filled up that 25-man suite like it was nothing.
It's funny how that works. Huh?
Yeah, right. So we had a great seat, great view on everything. And it was really awesome to see him and see a lot of those same coaches and players that I was there with having success and to make it to the national championship. But, yeah, the AD suite, the Notre Dame AD suite was next to us. And Bon Jovi walked in the wrong suite. So we were sitting there watching the game. All of a sudden, Bon Jovi comes walking in. And I've met him before when he was at Notre Dame.
Did you FaceTime your grandma?
Didn't FaceTime my grandma.
He's making us feel old. Talking about people.
but yeah, that was really cool. And there's always people floating around Notre Dame. But that was an awesome experience seeing them, you know, go from, you know, in the first round home game in the playoff to then making the Natty. So I'm sure with Marcus Freeman, they'll be back sometime soon.
So describe, if you would, your experience with the Saints so far. I
mean, yeah, it's been awesome. You know, thankfully I've got to talk about it a good amount this week, and so it's kind of funny. Before talking about this, maybe I didn't reflect on it as much, but being able to talk about it and just think about it throughout the week, I'm thankful for everything that's came, you know, and been a part of it. So, you know, to come in undrafted, having to prove and pretty much earn everything that I've got up to this point, and to go out and have some ups and downs my rookie years, maybe as expected. But then,
not a lot of downs. You were 30 for 37 on field goals.
Yeah.
A perfect 40 for 40 on point afters.
Yeah.
67 kickoffs for touchbacks. Where are the downs in that, Blake?
Well, I mean, they're in there. Just with everything. That's the life of a kicker. So, you know, I was 100% proud of what I was able to do my rookie year. And then to finish strong and really have to earn and keep that spot as the year went on. But to then build on that going into year two and being around other pros and just learning and learning how to master that craft and be prepared and everything that goes into being a professional NFL player and preparing yourself to have the best opportunity to have success, you know, on Sunday.
I've always been in, you know, the Saints have had a lot of storied kickers.
Iconic.
You know,
yeah.
Iconic kickers.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part for you in your preparation?
Yeah, I would say the majority of it is, you know, in between the ears. It's maybe a little bit more physical with me, just being 150 pounds.
Yes, yeah, so you're not a big guy.
No. So I got to give it all I got.
Yeah.
But no, all that work.
So your technique has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he had a 55 yarder this season.
57 was my first field goal of the year. Was 57, and that's a career long for me. And I feel like that was like a big exclamation point, just starting off the year with a bang. And but yeah, I mean, some of the hardest things. There's been a lot of great kickers to wear the black and gold. You know, Tom Dempsey, Morton Anderson. I mean,
yeah, the list goes
Lutz,
on.
Hartley. I mean,
those
the
are
list.
Names that it's hard to compete with.
The list of names is there, and you know, I just want to continue to work to even give myself a chance to maybe join that list. So, but you know, the hardest thing is really it's a mental. I mean, as you guys, I'm sure you guys have played golf, and there's a lot of analogies there, but
not very well. But
wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, actually, since you're on, something I've always wanted to ask the kicker. When they call a timeout,
yeah,
when you're preparing for a kick, does it really ice you? Does it affect you?
Maybe maybe we shouldn't. I don't want to jinx myself or anything here, but, you know, the work has to go in anyways. But I actually kind of like when they ice it because you get to go out there, look at where you want to kick it. Most of the time, walk all the way, do your 3 steps back, 2 steps over, go through the entire process.
You're not running out there with 12 seconds, and you got to kick it. Now you got 30 seconds to think
exactly.
About it.
Go through the entire process up to the point where you're about to ready to have to go to do it, and then they call you a timeout. Walk back to the sideline, restart the whole thing. You know how easy it is to, you know, you hit a bad golf shot, you can hit the second one pretty good most of the time. And so sometimes, heck, even sometimes they mess up the timeout and you end up getting a practice kick. I've never had one of those. But I almost like it because I always felt that it kind of calms your nerves going from the first time where everything, it is rah-rah, it is, you know, the heart's thumping. And it's always thumping, but you get to line it up. Look at it. Okay, let's go back and try this thing again. And so,
don't tell the 31 other teams that Blake Grubbe likes to be iced. All right.
Yeah, I like to be iced. No, so, And so that's just kind of how it goes. You don't let it get to you. You just restart and do it again. So
you say the chest pumping. Mm-hmm. I mean, It is. It's a nerve wracker.
It is. I mean, from time, you know, it just depends on the situation, really.
Right.
But, you know, confidence helps write that out. But that's where you just dive into your routine.
Yeah.
I have the same routine I do, whether I'm kicking on sticks in the indoor or if I'm in Mercedes-Benz Stadium or, you know, it's the Superdome, you know, everywhere. And so that routine helps kind of bridge that gap. And so it helps kind of tune out a lot of that. And you just rely and fall back on your routine. And I feel like that's kind of what gives you a chance to have success.
Training techniques in college versus pro. Is it different?
A little different. You know, as a pro and being in the NFL, it's more on you versus getting screamed and yelled at 6:30 in the morning. That's the guys that are on a bunch of caffeine.
Right.
But also it's like it's on you to make yourself get up and go or find somebody that's going to train you. And so,
you're a pro now.
Yeah, it's on you. If it's on you and you don't do it, you probably ain't going to last. So that's probably the biggest difference. And just going out there and having that self-discipline, and I feel like that all that stuff just kind of carries over to have the success on the field.
Is there something that you have to do that's different because of your weight?
A little bit. There's certain ways that I like to train. You know, obviously there's a time and a place to load up and build muscle and everything, but I've always found I have the best luck and best success with, you know, lighter weight that's still, you know, good weight, still doing stuff, but moving that thing.
The coaching staff or the training staff ever say to you, "Hey Blake, can we get you to, you know, in the weight room?"
Honestly, what's funny is I've tried. I swear, I've tried. I think the heaviest I've
ever. Wait till you turn 40.
I know the heaviest I've ever got is 157, and that was after, you know, 4 or 5 meals a day at Notre Dame and lifting. And my body just seems to sit right around 150, 153. And so I guess that's just what I've learned to operate at. And I'm sure 10 extra pounds might do me well. But, I'm out here doing
whatever
my best
you're doing,
right
it's
now.
Working.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The record speaks for itself. But have you ever been tackled by one of a defensive lineman or a linebacker?
In college. So in college we had a kick blocked against Troy at our place at Arkansas State. Got a kick blocked. Ball kind of came back floating. And so I grabbed it and didn't really get to go anywhere. They smoked me up. But, so I guess technically I got tackled there, but I was able to technically have 2 tackles this past season. One of them was just I was closest to the guy on Denver when he ran out of bounds. And the other one was against the Rams this year where I had to be the guy right
there.
You were
the last
one
to defend.
Yeah, and I hunkered down a little bit, got ready to go, and threw a shoulder. He tried to jump over me. He tried to hurt me, which is kind of funny. But
how tall are you?
5'8".
Okay.
Threw a shoulder right at him, caught his knee, flipped him, and that was good stuff. I actually kind of enjoy that stuff. I played peewee football, so I'm not going to act like I'm some now. I'm some no meathead, but I guess I know a little bit of what I'm doing.
Well, we hope you don't have to make any more tackles because that's the job of the people in
yeah,
front of you.
Yeah, no doubt.
But we're glad to know that if you have to do it,
I'm
you are
scared.
Willing and able.
Yeah, I'm not scared. I'll stick my nose in there.
Saints looking for a coach. So many question marks here in the offseason. Does any of that filter down to your guys' level? Do the players talk about the coaching search?
We pay attention to it, obviously, maybe more than others. I mean, we see it. Being the day, I feel like, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I feel like personally I'm worried about preparing myself and continuing to work and try to improve and just give yourself a best – put yourself in the best possible place to, you know, have success and help this team regardless of who the coach is. And so, I'm just going to continue to work and be ready whenever, you know, whenever the guys upstairs make that decision, you know, we'll be ready to go. And obviously we're going to support it.
At the end of the day, you got to play the game.
Yeah, it's not my problem. My problem is trying to make sure it goes between the big yellow posts. So,
right. Yeah.
So I'm just going to continue to do what I do and just be ready to go whenever my name is called.
You like the kickoff rules as they stand?
Actually,
right now?
I do. I really do enjoy it. It kind of opened up more of a playmaking position for us, and we actually were able to use it honestly to our advantage this year. I'd have to look at what the statistics are exactly, but we're top 2-3, if not maybe number 1 in starting field position for their opposing offense.
All based on where you put it in the landing zone.
Yeah,
if you kick it through the end zone.
Yeah, we put it right there around our goal 90% of the time this year was to put it right on the goal line, maybe a couple of yards deep, let him bring it out, let our guys go down there and headhunt. And so instead of just kicking a touchback, giving it to him at the 35 or 30, we're down there tackling him inside the 25, right on the 25-yard line. So we were able to, you know, use that new rule change to our advantage. And so I feel like we operated at a pretty high level on special teams this year. I think we'll continue to build on that. And I'm sure they'll make tweaks to the rule. But, you know, we're just here to play. And regardless of how far we're kicking it or where we're kicking it from, we just want to put it down there and let those guys go down there and make a play.
What a pleasure to have Saints place kicker Blake Groupie with us here on WWL. I don't know if you can go to the facility now that the Eagles are practicing over there.
We can't go ahead and say,
"Hey, Kellen Moore, nice to meet you."
we can't go in there this week. So those guys are in there getting ready for their big game, and so we're using different places this week along with everything we're doing here. But I got a guy that I use in town this week that we're training. So we're still getting the work in, even with all the craziness and right. talking to you guys on the radio. But this is an awesome week.
Well, thanks for hanging out with
us. Thanks so much, and best of luck to you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having me.
Seeing you spend many, many years here.
I hope so. We're going to take it 1 year at a time.
But we'll
see how it goes.
Blake Groupie here on WWL.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
I'm Dave Cohen. He's Newell Norman. We're here on Media Row at the Morial Convention Center at the New Orleans Host Committee booth. Having a good time now. Everyone's got to go take a picture with the kicker. All right. We're going to go to break so we can take some selfies with Blake Groupie here on WWL.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Toyota has been building a legacy of excellence for years. From developing hybrid technology to upping the standards of safety and efficiency, Toyota is always innovating, always making progress. And with Toyota's superior lineup of SUVs in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out an adventure-ready RAV4, designed to be the perfect mix of style, practicality, and go-anywhere attitude. Or test drive a capable and affordable Corolla Cross with the space and available tech to keep you cool and connected. And both RAV4 and Corolla Cross are available with all-wheel drive, giving you the freedom to roam. Quality, reliability, efficiency. That's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places.